Now, the local record. A look at issues facing Shenandoah and our other Southwest Iowa communities.
Hello, KYFR listeners. This is your host, Jenny Burkheiser. And joining us today on the local record is Ricky Wurig, Sr., a local minister and director of the Pregnancy Center of Southwest Iowa in Red Oak, as well as Iowa Right to Life Executive Director Jennifer Bowen. They'll be talking with us today about a recent news story that Page County, which includes Shenandoah, is number one in the state for teen pregnancies, potential ways this issue could be addressed, as well as how you can support women and children in our area through the Pregnancy Center, a local resource. Welcome back, Pastor Ricky, and welcome for the first time, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Recently in our local news, there was a story that not only captured the attention of our Shenandoah residents, but also discussed a federally funded grant about teen pregnancies being addressed through the schools. Tell us what news was put out there.
My understanding, it was announced that the federal government was providing a multi-million dollar grant targeted for your area there because they had supposedly identified a problem that you were the highest county in the state for teen pregnancies. The first word that we got was when they put it out in the newspaper that this money was going to be allocated for your region. Not surprisingly, it all tracked back to Planned Parenthood and Planned Parenthood wanting to expand their footprint there in your area.
Is that true that Page County is number one in the state?
We do believe that the information, the data that they've put forward is flawed. Regardless of whether or not it is the case, they do have intentions of targeting your communities with those dollars. What typically tends to happen when they bring in pregnancy prevention resources and programs and such, the unfortunate side effect to those programs are a rise in STDs, a rise in pregnancies. So it's pretty ironic that what they're trying to say they're trying to curb is exactly what they will be promoting.
Linked to the grant is a teen pregnancy prevention initiative for Page and Mills counties, the schools. Do you know what type of education that they're proposing?
Yes, unfortunately, I do know the type of education that is part of Planned Parenthood's curriculum. Whenever Planned Parenthood gets blocks or grants like this of tax dollars, they may touch on the concept of abstinence, but typically written into all of these grants is the fact that you need to provide information on contraception, which, you know, if you're truly abstaining, you're not going to need any kind of contraception. And so that's going to be a part of the curriculum. But digging deeper than that, I would encourage parents to go and to our website, iowartl.org, or go to a website called Stop Planned Parenthood, and it's just STOPP.org, and you can find out what that curriculum is. And the reason that I'm giving it in vague terms and websites is because, quite honestly, the information that they want to teach your children and grandchildren, it's profane, it's vile, and some of their curriculum is quite pornographic. So for your listeners' sake and the fact that I know that they're going to be listening quite often with younger ears, and it serves as a warning for keeping Planned Parenthood out of your community because they have no shame or qualms in sharing pornographic information through their educational efforts.
It's a five-year program going from 6th grade to 12th grade. Again, what are the websites we should look up to find the specifics about this curriculum so we can be educated on what's really being offered?
iowartl.org. Another one is American Life League's Stop Planned Parenthood, and their website is stopp.org. And I would also encourage those that want to know specifics about the 6th grade curriculum, 877-595-9406 is our toll-free number. Feel free to give us a call because we have some of the sample curriculum in our office for 6th graders that is entirely pornographic. Please feel free to reach out to us either again through the website, iowartl.org, or toll-free 877-595-9406. And we can give you as much or as little detail as you need as far as what curriculum is in play here.
There will be advisory boards, both a youth advisory board and a community advisory board. Would it be important for our listeners, after they've done the research, found out the curriculum that is being proposed, express what they feel about it at any of these advisory boards?
Yes, I absolutely encourage anybody, parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, you know, anybody who's considering maybe being a parent in the future that cares about the well-being of our students, dig a little deeper on what these tax dollars will be going toward. Go and show up. The next meeting is March 31st there in Shenandoah, and you have the voice. You're the parents, you're the grandparents. You have to stand up and say that, you know, I don't care if you have this money. We're going to protect our children. You are not going to bring that in. And I will tell you one thing about Planned Parenthood. You know, they've played this out even in the news articles in your area. One thing that they do is put out enough information public so that it gives the appearance that we're being above board on this, but they're testing the public. They're seeing if the public is going to let them come in. They're going to be paying attention to whether or not community members show up at places like their next forum, because even though they have that money, you, the parents, have got to stand up and say this is not okay.
And the next Community Advisory Board meeting is March 31st, which is a Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. at Shenandoah Public Library. $5 million. Wow, that's a lot of money. Do we have to take this? Do we have any choice?
Just because they have that money doesn't mean that the community doesn't have the opportunity to resist that. Once you are equipped and informed on the curriculum and what it is they want to bring forward, you cannot be silent with your school board and superintendent. They need to know that you're watching. They need to know that if they are opposed to this, that you have their back. Everybody, you know, that is appalled by this, you have a voice.
So definitely an important date to mark on our calendars. And Pastor Ricky, you are very involved in Red Oak, supporting those in crisis pregnancy situations, meeting a lot of needs. Tell us more about what you offer in the Red Oak community.
Yes, absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, we've been extremely blessed to work with Jennifer and her staff at Iowa Right to Life, also 40 Days for Life campaign, to pray and to stand against Planned Parenthood. And it is no longer here in Red Oak, and so that is a huge answer to prayer. They're not in Red Oak, and so they're trying to get in surrounding communities. The Pregnancy Center of Southwest Iowa, we want to preserve life from conception until the very last breath. What we do with our clients, they come in, and there's some paperwork that we have to fill out. They know that everything that we talk about is confidential, and we have a mentoring program where all of our clients, the mothers or potential mothers, come in. We prefer they come in with the fathers. Some of them are married, some of them are not. But we want the whole family to be there if possible. And so we do mentor, we counsel them, we pray with each and every client that comes through our doors. A lot of these women that are coming through the doors have just found out, and maybe it's an unwanted pregnancy, unplanned pregnancy. We try to meet their needs right where they're at on those first initial visits.
When are you open?
Currently on Monday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m., Tuesday nights from 5:30 p.m. till 8 p.m. On the Tuesday nights, we have a free medical clinic that we're housed in the same building. And so the first three Tuesdays, people come into the free medical clinic. If there was an emergency, if they needed to talk to the doctor through a door, and there's the free clinic. And so it's a great partnership that we have. We also have an ultrasound machine there. We have a doctor that will come in and do an ultrasound, and to date, we've had two of those that I know, and both of those have been positive outcomes, and so we're very fortunate to have that resource as well, and they can actually take home a picture of the baby, and we can, you know, give an unofficial due date. Yeah. We do have that service as well in the New Beginnings Room, which is a place where they can come and get diapers, clothes, basically anything that a person would need for a baby. They earn points by going to doctor's appointments. A lot of them go to WIC appointments, attending classes that we offer once a month, having the fathers involved. And so we try to make it convenient for them, but also we want them to be responsible through this whole process as well.
Just where is the center located? How can we find it?
We're located at 406 North 3rd Street, south of the beautiful historic downtown Red Oak Square.
There's so many services that you provide, but offering these services is not free. How are you funded?
Mostly private donations, people that just have a heart for children, have a heart for life. We don't have federally funded dollars, and so we really are a faith-based organization, and we rely on people that will be listening to this and to say, you know what, I really have a heart for this. You know, maybe I can't volunteer, but you know what, I'm just going to donate. We are a 501c3 organization, so all donations are tax exempt. And so we just encourage anybody and everybody that wants to give a little to as much as you can. It's much needed in Southwest Iowa.
Remind us how we can learn more about giving to the Pregnancy Center.
Absolutely. We are at 406 North 3rd Street in beautiful downtown Red Oak. You can also call our phone number, 712-621-2117. That goes right to my phone, and that's on 24 hours a day in case we have some kind of a crisis or an emergency. Also, people can come in and visit us if they want to volunteer, or go to our website as well, which is pcsi.care.
Well, it's just so great to hear how you've supported women and I'm sure teenagers in the Red Oak community. Anything else you'd like to add?
Please pray for our clients. Just today was literally helping a family, a husband, wife, and a daughter, 5.5 weeks, homeless. I mean, literally all they had was clothes on their back. I got a call, and so we hooked the parents up with some stuff for the baby, so they had the necessities and got them in some good hands, and people are taking care of them. So we're just praying that, you know, they can find some housing, that the husband can find a job, and I'll follow up with that family as well. And then the other news we have, as I met with Jennifer Bowen, Iowa Right to Life Executive Director this week, I will now add it to their State Speakers Bureau, and so I'll be available to tell my story. So I was adopted at 3 days old. This ministry, not only do I have a heart for it, but it's personal to me, and so I'm excited.
Jennifer, I'm sure our listeners want to support life, whether the very young teenagers or those of all ages. How do you recommend we do that in Shenandoah?
Obviously, by attending the March 31st public forum at the Shenandoah Public Library, we'll send a very strong, clear message, and you'll want to touch base with our friends there at the Pregnancy Center as far as making sure that you have the details on that. But definitely, your presence that day will go a long way. Also, reaching out to people in your community and in your church and in your family and letting them know, did you know that this is going on? And staying on top of your conversations with the school board members that you may know or you may not know, and the superintendent. And those conversations are a very important part of this process in stopping Planned Parenthood in Southwest Iowa. And another amazing message that you can send is by supporting the amazing work of the Pregnancy Center in Red Oak. To tour the facility, if you haven't had a chance yet, please make that happen, because the work that they're doing is so overwhelmingly life-saving, and not just in the moment of woman in crisis, meeting her needs in that moment, but then meeting the needs of the community every moment of their life. And the Pregnancy Center and the leaders there are just the standard bearers for what a community's outreach can be and should be. It's just amazing to witness the way that they filled the vacuum that was left by Planned Parenthood. And so as much as you can support the work that they're doing, it just can't be overstated how important that work is. And I'll just say, the reason that Pregnancy Center is so close to my heart, quite honestly, is I was the child born to a 15-year-old mom and a 17-year-old dad a few years before Roe v. Wade, but when it was legal in the state of New York. And I'm more certain as time goes by that if it weren't for the love of my father, for my mother, and for me, that is what spared my life to such a young mom. And I am so overwhelmed by the work that pregnancy centers do, like there in Red Oak, where they meet young, vulnerable, sometimes teenagers, sometimes college students, sometimes outside of college students, sometimes older women, vulnerable in their pregnancies. And they love them through the vulnerability, and they provide their needs. And so I would just also encourage the community to continue to support what is happening there in Red Oak and the reverberations that it's sending throughout the state.
Well, thank you so much for sharing with us, both of you, your stories and just how important it is to support life and to support young mothers and fathers. And thank you so much for sharing with us today on the Local Record. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing.
You're welcome. Our guests today on the program have been Ricky Warwick Sr., a local minister and director of the Pregnancy Center of Southwest Iowa in Red Oak, as well as Iowa Right to Life Executive Director Jennifer Bowen. If you'd like to get more information about the curriculum being proposed to Shenandoah Community Schools, get more information by calling toll-free Iowa Right to Life, 877-595-9406, or the websites iowartl.org or stopp.org. If you'd like specifics about this Pregnancy Center of Southwest Iowa, you can go to their website, pcsi.care, or call 712-621-2117. Don't forget the community forum regarding proposed education on Thursday, March 31st at the Shenandoah Public Library, starting at 7 p.m. This again is Jenny Burkheiser, bringing support in Shenandoah and Southwest Iowa through KYFR Shenandoah.
This has been The Local Record, a look at issues facing Shenandoah and our other Southwest Iowa communities. Opinions expressed on the program are not necessarily those of Family Radio, its staff, or management.